Good morning. This is the Master's Call, and my name is Benita, and I'm from New Jersey. This is the city and the state of our loved one, Whitney Houston, who is going home on Saturday. This is Worship Wednesday, and I will turn the call over to our host.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Sister Benita, for your faithfulness and for just greeting us and seating us this morning. In the spirit, we bless God for you and to each of you who have dialed into the Master's Call. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Worship Wednesday, and we are going to worship God on a whole nother level as we have went through 40 days of fasting and consecration, praying and studying and meditating on who God is. He has detoxed and he has taken away many things from us. Many of the habits that we had, those no longer exist in this place that we are in today. Many of the thoughts that we had, many of our relationships have changed. And I'm just telling you, it was a time for me of just falling in love with Jesus all over again. So we welcome you to the Master's Call. See, the Master's Call started back on October the 25th, 2010, by our founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts from Colorado Springs, Colorado, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon from Dallas, Texas. And I'm telling you, I always thank God for their yes. I thank God that we are able to be a part of this vision that he has given them, which is that when you call into this line each and every Monday through Friday, that your lives will be enriched, empowered, and enhanced because you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and we put him first as we begin our day here on the Master's Call. The scripture reference that this call stands on can be found in Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." If you are visiting the Master's Call for the first time, we welcome you to this call. We here on the Master's Call are a family, and you have tapped into a family this morning, and you are a part of it, and we welcome you. So if you are calling in for the first time and you've missed some of the messages or all of the messages that we have, then don't feel that you are left out because we have a website, and that website is www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com, www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And it's a blessing to actually be able to have a call because a lot of calls, you could call into them and you can hear the playback number, but you can't go back through the history of the calls and hear what happened a year ago on this date. What was the message on February 14th of 2011? Well, you could go back on our website and listen to that information. So utilize that website because it is there for your usage. We also have an email address, so if you want to send a shout out, if you want to be a part of the leadership of this call, you have questions and you just want information, then feel free to send us an email to themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, and we will definitely be gracious enough to respond to your request. See, the vehicle that brought us all together here on the Master's Call is Artists International. Artists International, a company that was founded by the Diaz de Leon family in Mexico over 20-plus years ago, and is changing lives all over the world. That is how we connected, because Artists International is changing lives. An appointment with artists, as the slogan says, will change your life. And once you start using the products and utilizing what is the tools that are given to you, then it truly will change your life. If you don't know anything about artists, then I say all roads lead to Las Vegas, Nevada, next month, March the 9th, 10th, and 11th. So hopefully we will see many of you out there, and check your back office if you're a distributor on the line. Make sure you stay plugged in and connected and see what artists has in store for you. At this time, I'm going to ask right now if Minister Robin would come to the line and go ahead and open up this call in a word of prayer this morning. Minister Robin, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me, Minister Tiffany?
Loud and clear. Go ahead, my sister.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Heavenly Father, we come before you this day, Lord God, and we bless you. We honor you. We exalt your holy name. For you are our God. You are faithful to perform your word. You are the Lord of lords, and you are the King of kings. You are the great I am. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we thank you, Lord, because your mercies are new each and every single morning. And right now, we take authority. I take authority over the atmosphere, and I command it to line up with the word of God. I thank you, Father God, that there will be no type of interference on this line. I say right now that the enemy is defeated in the name of Jesus. This call will operate the way that it was supposed to operate. Everyone will be able to hear the word clear and accurately in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for the speaker that is coming on this call, Father. I thank you, Lord God, that they are filled with your word. They are ready to impart your word to your people. We, your people, Father God, have ears to hear your word, to receive your word, and to be a doer of your word, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for the founders of this call, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, that they said yes, Lord God, and because of their faithfulness and obedience to you, Lord, you have blessed us with the master's call. Lord God, I thank you for the Diaz de Leon family, Father. There's nothing missing in their life, Lord God. And we know, Father, that you're the one that began this work in them, and you are going to ensure that it is completed. I speak peace over everyone, Father God, as they get on this call. I thank you that they are ready and they are prepared, Father, that their atmosphere is an atmosphere of peace, Father, no type of obstruction. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you all the honor, we give you all the praise, and we will worship you in the spirit of holiness in Jesus' name. Amen. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Robin, for opening us up in prayer this morning. Today is Worship Wednesday, and we're going to do a little bit something quite different this morning. We're going to just have a day or a time of worship and praise. Like I said, many of us were on the fast for 21 days, and some of us pushed it all the way through to 40. And I'm just excited with what God has done, hearing the praise reports and, you know, just how God showed up and showed out. It left us sometime in awe moments. And I'm just saying, God is showing up, not that he hasn't always been there, because he's always there with us, but I'm just seeing him in a magnified way. And as I was fasting through the consecration, I was able to just really reconnect with the Lord, really able to see some things clearly. And some of the things that he removed from me, you know, maybe I didn't want to let go of them, but it was time for them to go. See, there's a reason and then there's a season. But the main thing that this time allowed for me to do was to move myself out of God's way, to really let him be the pilot in charge of my life, to really let him be the driver in the driver's seat of the vehicle, and for me just to sit on the side and let him be God. So I challenge you today, as we worship the Lord today, me and my sister Candy, we're going to do a few songs for you this morning, and I just pray that this call will be a blessing to you today. Remember that worship is something that the Lord requires for us to do. It's our way of showing esteem to him. We exalt him. We glorify him. We give him the respect that he needs. We give adoration and devotion to him. We honor him, and we pay homage to him. We praise him, and in our worship, we please him. See, we're going to worship the Lord this morning for his wondrous works, past, present, and future. We're going to worship him for what he has done. We're going to worship him for what he is doing. And we're going to worship him for what he will do. I ask that you go through Romans 8. I mean, just look at Romans chapter 4 through 8, and it's going to tell you the reasons that we worship God and why we should worship God. If we turn to Psalm 100, it says, "Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations," which means that it didn't stop. It's continuing. And we just say hallelujah and we give God the praise. Candy, will you come to the line and just share with our family this morning and give God the praise and worship? Are you there?
I am. Can you hear me, Minister Tiffany?
Loud and clear. Go ahead, my sister.
Praise God. Master's Call family, this morning, this song that I selected is exactly what we do every morning. We come to praise his name. So that's the title of the song, I Come to Praise His Name. I come to bless the Lord. I come to give him praise. I come to make a joyful noise. I come to worship the Lord. O Lord, O Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. I come to give him praise. He's worthy. I come to give him praise. He's excellent. I come to give him praise. He's a miracle worker. I come to give him praise. I come to bless the Lord. I come to give him praise. I come to make a joyful noise. I come to worship the Lord. Oh Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. I come to give him praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. See, this morning, put yourself in a place of worship. Move all the cares that you brought into this day off your shoulder, and let's give praise and honor to God. Psalms 95, verses 6 through 7 says, come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care. Hebrews 12:28 says, therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire. So I share this with you this morning. Bow down and worship him. Worship him. Oh, worship him. Bow down and worship him. Enter in, oh, enter in, consuming fire, sweet perfume, his awesome presence fills this room. So come and bow down and worship him, worship him, hallelujah, oh, worship him. Bow down and worship him. Enter in. Oh, enter in. that gives grace to the humble. So humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. Our worship to God is a very humble and reverent action. Jesus says in John 4:23-24, but the hour is coming, and now is when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. It doesn't say that we can worship him any kind of way, but we must worship him. Must, meaning that there's no choice. This is something that we must do. We must worship him in spirit and in truth. See, worship causes us to reflect on the majesty of his graciousness, contrasted to our own unworthiness. God does not have to have our worship, but we must worship him to please him. In our singing, in our praying, in our studying his word, in our giving, in our communion, we are designed by God to bring our praise and our worship to him, which makes us closer to him. James 4:8 tells us, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. I said earlier during this call that during the consecration and the fast, it brought me closer to God. So this is my reflection from that time of consecration, and this is one of the songs that I sung to Jesus every morning, because truly there's no place that I'd rather be than falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus was the best thing I've ever done. In his arms I feel protected. In his arms I'm never disconnected. In his arms I feel protected. There's no place I'd rather be. Falling in love with Jesus. Oh, yes. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus was the best thing I've ever done. In his arms I feel protected. In his arms, I'm never disconnected. In his arms, I feel protected. There's no place I'd rather be. There's no place I'd rather be. Oh, we give God the praise and the glory this morning. We give him the praise and the honor that is due to him, because there is no one greater than our God. God has a desire for us to worship him. Exodus 15:2 says, the Lord is my strength and my song. He has given me victory. This is my God, and I will praise him, my Father's God. I will exalt him. Psalms 31:21 says, praise the Lord, for he has shown me the wonders of his unfailing love. So I'm sure the Lord has put a new song in your heart this day. I'm sure that many things that used to happen are not happening in your life anymore. But if you are not praising God, then I challenge you today to start worshiping and praising God for what he is doing in your life. Because truly he is blessing you and he has great things in store for you. And this will be the final song for this morning, and I just pray that God has spoken to your heart today. There's many worship songs out there. Just have some time of quiet and reverence with God and let him speak to you. As Dr. Vanessa said, it's not a monologue, but it's a dialogue. Sometimes we're praying and we're praying and we're praying and we're not listening to what our Father has to say to us. So take time during this Wednesday as we worship God to worship God and listen and allow him to speak to your hearts this day. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh, my soul rejoice. Take joy, my King, in what you hear, may it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh, my soul rejoice. Take joy, my King, in what you hear. May it be a sweet, sweet sound. May it be a sweet, sweet sound. May it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. Lord, we love you and we give you the praise this morning. We give you the honor and we glorify your holy name. For you are worthy of our worship. God bless each of you. Minister Kathy, if you would come to the line right now and fill this Worship Wednesday out in prayer. Minister Kathy, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Go ahead, my sister.
Well, thank the Lord for a powerful, powerful time of worship and praise before him. It really does set the stage that you go into to prayer, so let's just do that now. Father, we just thank you for the wonderful opportunity to worship you this morning on this Worship Wednesday. Thank you, Lord God, that we can come in and truly, truly just commune with you and fellowship with you. We thank you for the wonderful opportunity that we have as a family to come together into your presence this morning. Now, Father, we're just asking, God, that you would just bless your servants who have rendered, who have taken us right into worship before you. Bless Evangelist Tiffany, Lord God, and bless Minister Candy, Lord God, as they have given of themselves today. We thank you for the wonderful opportunity that we have had to come in together and worship you. We bless you because you're our Father. There's nobody else, God, but you. There's nobody else that can love us quite like you do. And so we truly do love you today, Lord God. We truly do worship you and we adore you. We simply cherish you today. What would we do without you today, God? We're so grateful that we have you. And so as we we come today, we're coming, oh God, not only to love on you, not only to appreciate you, God, but we are also bringing our requests before you. All of those, God, that are on our prayer request, Lord, we're bringing them before you. We're bringing, oh God, those that need, that are in need of comfort today. We're bringing, oh God, the Houston family, the Romo family, the Cook family, oh God, the Harrington family, everyone that is on our list, oh God, that have lost loved ones. Oh God, we're just laying them on the altar and saying, Father, comfort their hearts. Give them how to walk through this. Carry them through this season of their lives in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you are indeed the God of comfort. You understand and you know and you will help. And we bless you for it now in the name of Jesus. And those, oh God, that have asked us to pray concerning healing, God, we thank you that you are indeed the healing Jesus. Hallelujah. You are indeed the our Jehovah Rapha. How we bless you. Thank you, Lord God, as we hold up Johnny Walters before you now in the name of Jesus. We're holding up Fannie Jones also, who are in need of healing. And, oh, God, Jean Marsh's boss, oh, God, who needs healing from cancer. We thank you, God, because we know that you are the God of all flesh and that there is nothing too hard for you. And so we thank you, Lord God, even Dr. Vanessa's parents, Lord God, we continue to hold our mama before you, oh, God. And we thank you, oh, God, for healing in her body. Thank you, Lord God, for everyone else that's on our list today that have asked for healing. Father, we thank you again. We know that you're the God of all flesh and there's nothing too hard for you. We know indeed that you have already, thank you, Lord Jesus, for taking all the stripes for our healing, and we bless you for it now. And so we bind up every spirit of infirmity in the name of Jesus, and we declare and decree that everyone is every whit whole in Jesus' matchless name. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you are doing for us on this Master's call. We thank you, oh God, for every person represented on this call today. We bless you, oh God, because you're the keeper of our mind. We bless you, oh God, because you're the sustainer of our lives. What would we do without you today? Thank you for being Jehovah Shammah. Thank you for being the God that's with us and in the midst of us. And we love you so much. We thank you, oh God, that you said you never leave us, forsake us, oh God. Thank you, Lord God, for those that are on this prayer list, Lord God, that have asked for jobs and they've asked for financial breakthrough. Thank you that you're Jehovah Jireh. Meet every need, Father, in the name of Jesus. We stand in the gap now in the name of Jesus and ask that you to build up the hedge round about our families, Lord God, round about our friends, round about all of those that touch our lives in some way or another. And cause us, God, as we go out today, not only to remember this time of worship, but also, God, to remember those that we have prayed for today, looking to you because you are the one that brings the victory. You are the one that causes us to triumph and walk in victory today. And so we thank you for it, and we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. Thank you for this day. And as we go out today, we go out in your spirit and in your anointing. Thank you for it in Jesus' matchless name. Amen. Amen. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Amen. Lord, we thank you for your presence and your anointing on this call this morning. Thank you, Minister Kathy, for that powerful closing prayer. If you could go ahead and unmute the line right now, let's go ahead and take a 15-second praise break and give the Lord the glory and the honor and the praise on these lines this morning. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, thank you,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Glory,
thank you, Lord. Glory, glory, Lord. We give you glory, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah,
Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you.
Well, to God be the glory, and I'm telling you, today is going to be, as my son would say, off the chain in a spiritual way, because I know God is going to do great and mighty things in the lives of us here on the TMC call this morning. So we thank you, Sister Benita, for greeting us this morning. Thank you, Robin, for opening us up in prayer. Candy, thank you for tag teaming with me this morning. And Minister Kathy, thank you for closing. And without the presence of God on this line, this call would not be what it is each and every Monday through Friday. So we thank you, Lord, for your presence here this morning. And to each of you who dialed in on your phone lines this morning, thank you, thank you, thank you. Please spread the word about the TMC call. And as we always say, accept and obey the will of God to be that great minister in the marketplace, who you are, and walk into the purpose, the plan, and provision that God has for your life on this day. Be blessed. We love you here on the TMC call, and we will hear you on the line tomorrow. Goodbye for now.